Sometimes Well, that there's something other than two stars in space.
I mean, it's just so vast. What? You're giving me that look again.
You always go on all these little fantastical journeys. Oh, there must be other stars out there. Marcus, it's just you and I. And sometimes the comets when they come by.
So you admit there is something out there?
Yeah, there's the comets. They leave, but they realize there's nothing there, so they come back. Every 60 years, like clockwork, Marcus.
That's a clock. There's something you're not telling us, Sebastian.
No.
Clock. What is such a fanciful thing? If I didn't know any better, I would think that was an Earth term.
There's plenty of them for both of us. We can share looking at stars, it doesn't matter.
Looking at the stars has just given me pain recently. You know that. I thought you'd respect my feelings on that.
Look, if you find pain looking at the stars, I'm not going to stop looking at the stars. They're so bright, shiny.
Look. You know how much I want to be out there. You know how depressed I am that I'm just a dumb human with legs.
Look, yeah, you're stuck on the ground.
I'm stuck here.
And I'm sorry I told you that jumping really high wouldn't get you to space.
I can't believe I believed that.
But it's the truth.
Yeah, well, I don't... Science is so boring when I can't get it to do what I want to do. Yeah, I said it.
You take that back.
No.
Science is not boring.
Science is boring.
Science is our lives. Numbers. Spreadsheets!
It might be your life, but it's not mine.
Well, you just want to go up in space and,
yes.
and be in space.
We've been through this. I wrote, like, my dissertation on it.
I did not read it. I read the abstracts. I read the acknowledgments, and it was like, thanks to my best bro. And I was like, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Like, 120 pages.
Look, if you're not gonna respect me and my wishes, I don't... What? No?
No, I do look, we live in this observatory together, alright?
Yeah, we're hiding here. I know. They haven't found us yet.
The last place they would look for astronomers is in an observatory.
It doesn't make it very observant, does it?
No! It's no laughing matter.
Look. Matter.
What?
That's a science thing.
Yes?
Matter. Put on space and things. Look, while we're here, why don't we try and hijack something and go out there?
Into yes. space?
Yeah.
You crazy?
Yes.
Leave the human race?
Yes.
What? You pull from your pocket, you're just gonna put out a nice space rocket and we'll fly?
Yes.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna die.
Put on a show.
What?
Yeah.
No!
I have to just give up this dream, don't I?
Yeah, just stay on the ground, look at the stars from afar.
They're so beautiful. Have you ever looked?
You know nothing about them. You just know them because they're famous. They have their own person, you know, they've got their own things going on.
Look. What the fuck the stars? I'm gonna make this happen.
What are you to the stars? You're nothing.
They watch over me.
You're tiny. They think nothing of you.
You don't know that. They call to me.
They call. What do they say?
They say, scientist man, you're on the ground. You're a big man. You understand that we're sexy stars. And you come over here, we'll give you a scar. Because we like using your lips and stuff. I put a lot on you here.
It's a lot. It's a lot to just dump on me. Full on.
We did have a pretty normalish working relationship.
You wanna fuck stars? I just look at them.
Hey, you're not coveting them, are you? Not mine.
What? You don't own the stars!
You don't know that. Maybe I do. You're finding out a lot about me right now.
I am. It's a very full-on 5 minutes, let me tell you. Yeah. I just came to get my coffee.
But... Oh, so I think I did something. Oh no, that wasn't good. Don't drink. Are we gonna be alright? You can deal with a lab partner like this. You can deal with my. I wouldn't call it an affliction.
What you do in your personal time
yeah.
is completely yours.
Oh, that's all
fine.
That's all I wanted to hear.
I just don't want star fucking in my house.
Oh look, I've already you know accepted.
I'm sorry.
That No, I've already accepted that it won't happen.
Oh, thank God.
You think, you reckon I could?
How?
Well, if I dress up real nice, I go outside and then I go to the stars and I say, hey, you want to go for a ride? I can get the sexiest little constellation right up here.
A whole constellation?
Yeah.
You're jumping from one star to like 10.
Oh baby, I'm not exclusive. Alright. No? Okay, well, I'm gonna prove you wrong. I am.
Alright, with your corny pickup lines, I'd like to see you pick up a star.
Well, fortunately, I've won a trip on one of Elon Musk's rockets to Mars.
What? Did it tell me?
Yeah, I just got the message there.
What?
Hello, I'm Elon Musk.
Of course.
I'm South African.
I love how he wrote that.
It's very important.
I think just to make sure we read it in the right accent.
Please continue.
Please come. I've selected you. You're one of the saddest, loneliest scientists I've ever seen. Come to Mars. You'll do better there. If you need to stop off somewhere on the way. Sorry, that one was there.
If you need to stop up somewhere on the way.
Yeah, so you can just drop me off
at Alpha Centauri.
My main man, Musk, is being a bit more of a bro to me than you are right now. Exactly.
I'm sorry that I don't have a rocket ship that will transport you to a star so you can try and hook up with it.
Why am I even wasting my time in this lab?
Oh, my jumpsuit! My coffee!
I'm gonna go to Silicon Valley and find Musk, and I'm gonna go and find my sexy constellation girlfriend.
Centauri. The first star to Earth. We have awakened you from suspended animation. You are living.
Hey, baby. Alpha. I mean, pretty sure I'd be the alpha, but it's alright.
So there is vacuum in space. The star cannot hear you. And even if it could, it is a giant ball of gas.
It's even more beautiful up close than I thought it would be.
Tell you what, I've got a spare spacesuit right here. If you want to go for a little spacewalk, that's up to you.
Alfred, is that you? Miss Centauri.
What?
Alpha Centauri, I don't want to bore ye. I'm not gonna mince words here. You see, I've been in love with you for so long. I've been down on the ground, but I've come along here to be with you right now. You're a sexy space lady. Somehow, you're glowing so bright, and I'm struggling here with all my might. I want to bone you. I'm down on one knee, even though I'm in space, and I can't quite ground it. Please, I can't confound it. Please, Alpha Centauri, please, be one with me. I don't care if my dick fries off.
You're a human. You're a human. I can't understand.
Why?
You're a human, baby.
Yeah.
I'm like 20 times bigger than you. Look, if you want to make this work.
Yeah,
we'll just have to put in the work.
Yeah.
That's right, we'll both do the work. And then we'll make this work.
I'm like a jerk.
What?
And I'm kind of going berserk.
Yeah?
But if you think this will work, I think this will work.
Flash of Life by Alpha Centauri.
Yeah. What do you make of that? Been a not safe for work. Wait,
Marcus.
I might have picked up on some Earth refs. I just wanted to.
Look, ever since you picked up those TV radio signals, and you've been listening to all of Earth media, it's changed your man.
Help it, they got such good content.
It used to be cool. You used to just hang out with me.
I've always been cool. Do you know, my temperatures are like 3 million degrees or something.
That's not how stars work.
You're a star, just a piece of fat space. Oh.
Marcus!
Sebastian!
Marcus!
Sebastian!
What did I say about that? Love yourself.
You've got to be body positive.
You have to love yourself before anyone else loves you.
Do you love me, Sebastian?
Not currently, because you don't love yourself.
What do I have to do?
To love yourself.
I mean... like...
Marcus, it's simple. You want to know how you love yourself?
Yeah.
Well... let me tell you, when I was a tiny little star, just a glint in my papa's eye, and I wanted to grow older, but I felt ever so cold, I just fell into that love with my papa and my mama and heavens above. You know, it was really great, and I just remember that feeling when I hate myself, but I don't anymore, cause I love them, and through them I love me. Yeah, I love me. So just think about your papa and mommy.
I don't know my parents. That's a hole that's glaring. Opened up so much more to me. I'm even sadder than I was previously.
Marcus! This is really sad, but come on. I can be your dad. Come closer.
Oh.
I love you the most, sir.
Oh,
oh, sir.
Oh, Sebastian.
Holy Sebastian.
Let's just spin in our own orbit together forever. And then we'll never die. And I'll be with you. And it'll be so beautiful.
It's beautiful. We'll love each other.
Yes, that was a journey. All right. Now, guys, remember what you just saw.